The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, from the Department of Philosophy, it's Professor Beth Oljar.
Hello, Matt. Good to be here.
Hello. Did you enjoy a butter tart?
I did not. I am not a raisin fan.
Oh, I can't take that away from you. It's quite a divisive issue.
They're just humiliated grapes.
The man who brought in those butter tarts was Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Department of living across the street from me.
Yes. And also proud Canadian, because I went yesterday and just made my rounds in Canada. I had
That's
a good time.
Right. That's so. Right. Dean of the neighborhood.
Stand on guard for thee.
Yes.
Professor Dan Maggio is here from the Department of Lego First organization.
Part of Berkeley's Finest.
Yes. Hello.
Wait, Berkeley's Finest?
Well, us.
Oh, okay. I was like, Dan joined the cops? So like, anything's possible, I suppose. But
I wanted to comment on that. You asked about butter tarts.
Oh, yeah.
So when I go to Stratford, Ontario, there's a bakery there, and they have like all kinds of butter tarts.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, they have the best butter tarts.
They probably do.
And when I asked her, I said, like, why are your butter tarts so good? She said, because we use lard.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
In the pastry, so
the four-letter L word.
Extra delicious.
Yes. Extra good.
Extra fattening.
Yes, and wonderful.
It's for winter warmth.
I don't like where the segue could go.
I'm just going to say, Professor Aaron Bell is here with us, director of the Detroit Mercy Writing Center.
Yeah, no, we're lard-free since 2024.
How about we jump over that and say, I saw the video, the TikTok of your department,
yeah.
And it was very, very cool.
Yeah, that was fun. Now my face is really red. It's like lard and TikTok. Yeah, actually a student approached me about that and said she was like looking for cozy spots to highlight on the university TikTok, which I was like, okay, we have a TikTok, YouTube situation.
Absolutely.
It's a wave of the future, right? We've got to, you know, talk to students via YouTube and
TikTok
have
and Snapchat and Blue Sky and every other channel.
That's exactly right. Many channels. Professor Danielle Maxwell from the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry is also here.
Thanks for having me.
You made it to midterm of your second semester.
Yes.
So put down a brass plaque.
How does that feel?
Have you purchased the retirement clock yet?
It feels good. This semester has been challenging in different ways. And so every other Friday, I'm always surprised with how my grades turn out. Mm. And today was a really surprising day where the distribution ended up being a U across the grades, and I'm like,
instead of a bell curve
an inverted bell curve
and I was like, oh, this is concerning.
Okay.
So that's what I'm currently thinking about.
You're expending some mental energy towards that. I mean, we all are, because we are always a little bit nervous to see how our students are doing, so
that's very common very very scared.
Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. If you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. Email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. So, Professor Stephen Manning sent these questions in, and it makes sense.
Well.
He always says that he really wants to be around when his questions are used.
Well, they're always really hard.
They're hard. And also, he doesn't remember what the correct responses are. So he feels like if he participates, and I don't say it's him, that he's like in on the joke. But today he's not here, so we're going to say, profs on the panel. These are actually a lot of fun. 18 brain teasers with a slightly different format. Each statement demands a true or false response. If false is the consensus, you must then provide an explanation for why you think so.
Ooh.
Have fun with this wordplay. So that's cool. That's cool. He sent us some questions here.
So we have to defend ourselves,
A little bit.
Claim evidence reasoning.
And he
everyone's
knows
kung fu fighting
us very, very well in terms of what our strengths and weaknesses are. So this should be interesting. True or false? No common uncapitalized English word starts with a silent letter N.
No common
uncapitalized English word starts with a silent N.
So I'm thinking things like night, but that starts with a K, so like nothing.
True.
True is correct.
Very good.
Okay, we don't have to defend.
Consensus.
Right?
Okay, I know. I was like trying There's to go through like
something NA, NB, NC, ND. Nope.
You'd think we were academics or something.
So does that suggest that there's a proper noun that does?
Right.
I believe that there's got to be like some Welsh. Let's be serious.
Right. Some
Things
sort
start
of.
With some silent
where's
letters.
Where's Drew's mom when we need her?
Seriously.
Yeah, where's the Cockney accent when we need it?
Exactly.
Right?
So. Okay.
We're ramping up in difficulty here. Australia is the only country whose name consists of another country's name around a pair of letters.
Austria?
So Austria is surrounding the AL in the middle of Australia. But is there any other country whose name consists of another country's name around a pair of letters?
We still have to do a true and false and say whether this is true or false.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
I'm already
thinking like Liechtenstein.
I'm sure there's got to be. I'm sure there has to be one.
Some
right?
long-winded.
Uzbekistan. I don't know.
It's not Chad. I can give you that clue.
It's not Togo either. So
it's not.
I'm going through the countries, and this could take 100.
We need, like, the map.
What are there? 204.
I'm looking at the map again.
190 something.
Did you ever have that like animation or the, you know, Warner Brothers, United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru,
exactly.
Colombia.
It was just on.
I learned that song, but for all the states.
Okay.
Yes.
Learning them in alphabetical order.
Mm-hmm. That's from the Animaniacs.
I learned that exact same song.
Except
no.
I'm going to say false, but I don't have any evidence. I feel like there's enough.
I'm
going to
say false, but I might have a. Is it Iceland?
It's not Iceland.
Oh. Isn't Ceylon a country?
It is, but it's C E Y.
That was a good.
Hey, I tried.
That's
I like
really,
that.
Really good. The answer is true. So you're struggling for a reason.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
What I want you to do is gauge that in the future, and if the consensus is screw it, then just say true, you know?
But we can't defend this one.
In Mandarin Chinese.
Oh, for the love of God, I'm Cantonese.
The word for sweet is the same as the word for sour reflected in the mirror.
Well, okay. That being said, Mandarin Cantonese are written the same.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
It's the same written language, just pronounced differently.
Okay.
Do you know how to spell out?
I'm functionally illiterate.
I can't say false because I don't want evidence I would bring forward. Be like, it's just false.
But if it's false, what evidence are you giving?
It feels true.
That just has
well, you could extrapolate if it was false from the fact that we've heard this as, I don't know what you want to call it. We used to say things like old wives' tale. That feels a little antiquated now.
True.
But it's one of those things that's passed on. Oh, did you know the
like,
word?
Like folklore almost.
Right.
You know, the word for crisis and opportunity is the same term in this language. You know, it's one of those kind of things. You may have heard before that the word for sweet in Mandarin is the same as the word for sour, but reflected in a mirror. Do you think it's true or false?
It could be because it's all pictogram. So it's usually forward, backward kind of thing.
Right.
So I'm going to go, it's true.
I'm going to go with true.
It's false.
Oh.
Sweet is Tian Day, sour is Suan Day. So although the character for day is identical, the first character would not reflect correctly. And I don't know if Danielle knows this, but Professor Manning's background is in Chinese politics. So he does know quite a bit
of
Chinese.
Yeah, actually, when I tell my students there's no difference between ethics and morals, philosophers typically don't. We
That's
use
right.
them interchangeable. It's like one is a Greek root, one is Latin.
Hey, there
Ethos
we go.
More. They both mean custom.
Oh. Very good. Very good.
Hopefully that was one of the questions.
We're about to find out.
No. But getting back to that other question, like Mandarin Cantonese are written the same, so.
But different pronunciations.
Yes.
There you go.
Because I remember like in Shanghai, my dad was communicating with a driver, but they literally had little strips of paper. Handing them back and forth to one another.
Wow.
I'm like watching this going, he's like watching a small ping pong match, you know, the 2 feet of me.
Sounds like Mariko trying to teach Blackthorn Japanese in Shogun.
Shogun.
Yep.
Well, there's different inflections. He's like, those sound exactly the same.
Yeah.
To those of us who don't hear it.
Right.
But yeah, they would communicate with little strips of paper. So,
Augusta is the only U.S. state capital whose name starts with a month of the year.
Oh my, Juno. No, that's not.
It's not Juno.
I'm like trying to think
Juno,
of like.
No, Juno is the capital.
Is it?
Of Alaska.
Oh, well,
in that case.
Was I right? I didn't even know it.
Exactly correct.
Yes.
It is false because of Juno.
Yes.
Do you know that?
Yeah, nice work.
We do now.
The bloom has not fallen off the rose just yet, so.
Volvo is the only major make of automobile whose name starts and ends with the same pair of letters in the same order. So, V O. of course, LVO. Is there any other automaker that has a repeated set of letters in the same order at the beginning and end of its name?
We have to
Toyota.
No, T-O-T-A. Yeah.
Oh, darn.
We have to go back to that string of questions a few weeks
ago. I know, that's what I'm thinking back.
Kind of like accessing data.
See, I'm thinking all.
Mitsubishi, no.
No.
It's Mercedes-Benz.
Like Ford, Chrysler.
Dan is deep right now. He's
like deep. He's thigh deep in the muck right now. Hang on. I think we can pretty much
Ferrari?
Cancel out all the
No, I'm thinking
American.
Something. It has to be like an Italian car company, right?
I was thinking old, some maybe
Lamborghini?
Car companies that don't exist anymore.
Oh, like Packard or Elvinator.
Oh, I have no
like
chance
that.
Then.
Sure.
That was more than I knew.
Oh.
Are we struggling?
I think we're struggling. So
it
we're thinking
feels
true?
True.
It feels true.
It's absolutely true.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's why we're struggling.
Yes.
Not counting Rudolph, the next to last letter in all eight Santa's reindeer's names is E.
Okay, so there's Rudolph. There's Prancer and Dancer.
Yeah.
Comet, Vixen.
That's a lot of E.
Cupid.
Cupid.
False Cupid.
False Cupid is correct. Yes, that's right.
We can do that.
Oh, extrapolation.
Yes, very well done. Committee is the shortest common word that has three doubled letters that appear, not in order. There's an I in between.
Oh, okay.
Mississippi.
Whoa,
whoa,
I know.
So, common word.
Okay.
Oh, what? Ology doesn't count? And Wookiee doesn't count?
So, triple.
Mississippi's too proper.
Oh, okay. Wookiee does not count.
Oh, darn.
Why would a Wookiee live on Endor?
That does not make sense.
I feel like we can find an exception. I feel like there's another one that's
out there. Beekeeper, bookkeeper.
Oh, beekeeper. That's fine.
Recommend, no?
What?
So it's, we're trying to think of a word that has...
The short common word that has three doubled letters, three pairs.
Is, book short, is bookkeeper a word?
Yeah, bookkeeper.
Yeah, but are there two Ks in that?
Well, beekeeper, bookkeeper, the longest word.
I spell it with two Ks, so I get it.
In the Maggio dictionary.
So two Cs, no?
Wait,
limbs.
Beekeep. No, there's only two E's, sets of E's, yeah. It'd be like beekeeper.
So bookkeeper feels like it's yeah. But he has it phrased as is the shortest common word.
Oh,
three
the
double
shortest.
Letters. Bookkeeper has three sets. The thing is true because committee is slightly shorter of a word than bookkeeper is. But you were on the right
that's
track.
That's one of those gotcha questions.
That's a gotcha question.
I'd like to see what Professor Manning's exams were like.
The
I
word
they were
terrifying.
The word gorgeous has two G's, a hard one and a soft one. No common uncapitalized English word has two soft G's.
I'm like
gigantic.
Yeah, we need somebody stuttering.
That has a hard G and a soft G.
Like
or
orange.
two soft G's.
Two soft G's.
That's
ginormous? No.
It's only one G.
Oh, sorry.
Is Gigi a common word?
Gigi, all those grandma nicknames. Gigi.
Gelatinous. No, that's gigantic. No.
Oh my word. You all are going through the whole dictionary.
Not gorgeous, but gorgeous. No.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
A very, very common spice, primarily in Asian cooking.
Ginger.
Ginger is one
and
answer.
Well,
okay.
And a
Gillings Island.
Disease of the gums. Gingivitis would also qualify.
Okay.
That's a weird mashup.
Yeah, it's pretty weird mashup. Yep.
Ginger Grant. That's three G's.
Groggy is the only common six-letter word with three G's in it. Six-letter word with three G's, groggy. Is there another? True
Google?
Or false?
Frog.
No.
Has
no,
only
sorry,
two.
Two O's.
Gaggle?
Googly?
Gaggle. Good one.
Gaggle.
Yeah.
That's a lot of alliteration.
Gaggle. That is definitely not here. Does gaggle have six letters?
Yes.
It does.
Oh.
He gave us eggnog, which also qualifies. But gaggle. Yeah, we're throwing
gaggle.
For finding one that he didn't have listed, we get credit for
the
bonus.
What about
giggle? Yeah, G-I-G-G-L-E.
Giggle.
Giggle.
Goggles.
That's it. We're
Professor Manning.
Tons of problems. Well, but the way the question is phrased, groggy is the only six-letter word
not.
With three G's. It is not. It's false.
It
so eggnog false. Is proof of that.
Ah.
Qatar is the only country whose name contains a Q when written in Roman script.
Starts with a Q.
Starts with a Q or
nope.
contains
a Q.
No.
Mozambique
is the only country name you said?
Mozambique is a violation?
Ecuador doesn't have
no,
a
there's
no
Q.
Wait,
oh, because I'm thinking of Espanol.
Iraq.
Iraq is on the list, but you were really, really close. What about Equatorial Guinea?
Oh.
Bingo. We got
oh, that's
those
what I was
three.
Thinking. Yeah, that's what I was
That's what you were thinking. No chemical element contains the letter J or Q.
Oh, God.
Man, where's our chemist?
I don't know. We don't have one.
Represent. We actually have two.
Do I have a good chemist?
There's got to be one that
has... No, I don't think there is. I've heard this before. I don't think that there is. There are certain letters that don't appear on the periodic table. And it's J and G.
J and Q do not appear on the periodic table.
I've heard that one before.
Yep. That's
pull
right.
out your little wallet copy.
He probably has one.
No, no, does
he? He does.
But it's not for personal use. It's my ACS membership.
Oh, card. My gosh.
Wait, no, there is no J and no
you.
Q.
Man, that really doesn't make it any
have
less
you ever needed to pull that out somewhere? Like, you carry that with you?
I literally brought it out at the dinner table last night.
Wait,
moving
on. Don't they also have periodic tables upside down for t-shirts?
I do, but I keep it at home. We used to have that. Why do I need my pocket periodic table? They mill you one each year.
The letters X and Z combined have the fewest total pages in a modern American dictionary.
Not the OEM?
Well, my last name has an X in it. It seems pretty rare.
Well, the alternatives would be Q.
Why?
Q.
Or W, X. Let's see what else.
I think X
I feel
Z
like that's true.
Have.
Yeah, I would say
yeah,
so.
Yeah,
yeah,
true.
Sure.
It says here it's true. In the American Heritage College Edition, third, X only has a single page. Z has 5, Y has 6, and Q has 8.
Oh,
so it also depends on together, what font you use, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how many points you get in Scrabble.
For oh, well, that's important.
And are you still putting two spaces after a period?
True,
of
yeah. Yes, I am, by the way.
Aaron,
no,
you're talking to the guy that
don't make me change.
Yes. Don't make me change.
You're talking to the guy that tried to squeeze all the legal stuff on the syllabus on one page by making it 2.4.
Oh, wow.
I got in trouble with academic affairs like you would believe.
That's not accessible, my friend.
Oh, yes, it is.
What did you do?
I squoze all the legalese onto one page on my syllabus.
All the copy and paste things you have to have in a syllabus.
Mm-hmm. It's ordinarily like 8 pages. I squeeze
mine
onto
like
one.
10 pages now.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's so much.
I want safe paper and squeeze it all onto one sheet, but they wouldn't let me. So.
Tangent.
Professors, the word horseshoer, one word, is the only common 10-letter word in which the first 5 letters are an anagram of the last 5.
Oh, man. I need
but what about Taco Cat?
It's not a 10-letter word.
Oh. Taco Cats.
Taco Plural. Cat spelled backwards is Taco Cat.
Taco Cats.
I mean, I feel like, quote unquote, giving this one away. It's false, but can you even get close to what the word is?
It's not race car.
That the first 5 letters are an anagram of the last 5. Horseshoer. I bet you could feel this
one
answer
word, right?
In your gut.
In your gut?
Butterfly? No. Not butterflies.
Why? Esophagus? No.
What are these called? Butter tarts? Is it?
Honey egg?
Lard.
Close enough.
Should be tummy something.
Is it acid? Stomach?
Reflux?
No, those are 2 different words.
Yeah. Bellyache? No, sorry.
Belly? Ooh,
no, not
just
digestive.
Like, kinda like...
Yeah.
Stomach.
Intestinal,
pretty close.
Tapeworm,
stomach ache.
Oh, the all 10 letters are the.
It's a 10-letter word.
Intestines.
First 5 intestines is correct.
Oh,
the first
wow.
5 anagram to the second 5.
He gave me.
But you got there.
You gave me.
That's good.
Shared that's not your stomach,
intestines.
By the way.
Well, you know, Dan and I, we share one brain stem.
You feel it in your gut. That was
my
clue.
Okay,
it's the gut.
Tummy rub.
Okay.
Trust me, I know.
There is no common word of 7 letters, all different, in which the letters are in alphabetical order. True or false?
There
that's
is none.
True.
It has to be true.
I'm thinking Aurelio Rodriguez back in the day, but no.
No, it's true. It's definitely true. They would not be in alphabetical order if it was actually out there. The sports team's names Mets, Jets, and Nets differ by only their first letter. No 2 other teams in the NFL, NBA, NHL, or MLB have names that differ by only their first letter.
If only we had the Ligers.
I was thinking of Napoleon Dynamite and Liger. I don't know.
That's actually a kind of a cool piece of trivia. That feels like it could show up somehow on Final Jeopardy.
Rams, possibly. What else could rhyme?
The Jams. I don't know.
The Wings. Something rhyme with the wings.
The things. No,
the
that's
rings.
2
things.
Flyers. No. Lightning.
I could lead you there because it is kind of fun. It's false. There is another one.
Okay.
Across these leagues. It is a team, this is about as far as I'll go, from Milwaukee. And
the
team
Brewers.
The Wild. No, that's Minnesota Wild. That's close
enough. No. Oh, my goodness.
The Ducks.
The
team.
The Brewers.
Anaheim Ducks.
Brewers.
The Anaheim. Ducks and the Bucks.
Ducks and the Bucks.
And not the other one you were thinking.
That's awesome. Chow. That is awesome.
I was going to say University of Oregon, but they're not NFL. Yeah.
Those Ducks are good Ducks. No common uncapitalized 10-letter word can be spelled using 5 consecutive state postal abbreviations.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
How is he coming up with this?
There's got to be a website.
Yeah, processes.
Oh, my gosh.
You know there's a PhD paper in this, right?
No common uncapitalized 10-letter word can be spelled using 5 consecutive state postal abbreviations.
And they have to be consecutive.
I'm
going to
guess that's false, or otherwise they wouldn't have phrased it that way.
Yes.
Yeah, it has to be false.
Yeah. No, it's true.
Oh, for the love.
No, it's true. Yep. But several shorter words using fewer than 5, things like mainland, memorial, and Mandarin can actually be spelled mainland. With the postal codes, but in a certain order.
I can go MIMO or something
Someone
like that.
Someone was probably sitting in the post office in line one day and just like, you know.
Let me make these words.
Right, like,
It's either this or shoot people.
I'll make up the word, I guess, today.
All I know is
Do I choose violence today?
there are common things for those of us who've had kids that we know. Our kids come home from school, and it looks like they're expected to know this to pass some sort of quiz or exam or whatever. And it's hard to be in education because you just start going. After a while, you know, 3 boys, the youngest one is in 7th grade. I just don't think you even need to know that a 50-cent piece exists. I mean, you're expected to know that. That's part of the state learning outcomes. And the one that comes to mind for me is you have to know all the postal codes of the United States, including the ones that make no sense, like Maine being M-E and Montana being M-T. And it stinks. That's all I've got to say.
I mean,
Alaska's A-K.
I don't think that's... bad piece of knowledge.
I think it's a good piece of knowledge, okay? Yes. But it's just sort of like, wow, like that they're holding us to this standard. Like, Dad, who is this guy? Well, that's JFK, and it's a really big coin.
Or Sacagawea.
You've never seen one, and I haven't seen one in 25 years, but you gotta know this.
Right. No, but then, Beth, think about...
Kennedy 50-cent piece.
Seriously.
Yep. But then think about how difficult it is for Americans to pass their own citizenship test. How many people could?
Kidding.
I'd fail
it. That's a classic.
Yeah, how many people could?
No one.
Right.
This is like when Luke started asking Yoda so many questions that Yoda just died.
He's like, that's enough.
What about this? What about this? What about this?
I remember you sending me that meme. Jeez, Matt.
That's so true. He's like...
Must rest.
Yeah, exactly. Sunset is coming.
We should pull out the U.S. citizenship test, see if we can pass it on.
I think that you all could figure this one out pretty easily. Utter, U-D-D-E-R, is the first common word in the dictionary starting with the letter U.
Umbrella.
Wait, say it again.
Utter is the first common word in the dictionary.
Ubiquitous. No.
Ubiquitous so is the example.
I knew that it had to be UB. Yeah. UB. I just couldn't think of
ubiquitous.
The word.
I was thinking UCLA, but no. Sorry.
That's a word. UCLA.
UCLA.
Yeah, and the problem is if we open up a dictionary right now, I think there's a lot of what we would not call common words at the start of that. Like if it says Uzbekistan, I know UZ is at the end, but it's like they're all proper nouns, you know, so it's... He's definitely playing a little bit with us, but we've had fun. He's got one more for us here. I think this will be fun. Shakespeare's sonnet number 155 contains an accidental acrostic.
Hmm.
The initial letters of the first 5 lines spell the word toast.
Oh, that has to be true. That's so random. That has to be true.
So it's not the shall I compare thee to a summer's day.
Well, this is sonnet 155.
Yeah, but I don't like have them memorized by number. Does anybody? Probably Shakespeare scholars.
Right. The one that I had to memorize in high school, I think I could
memorize
remember.
One.
Yeah, I had to perform.
That was a thing.
It was a declamation.
Yeah. Oh my goodness!
Oh, you had declamations. Yeah. Oh.
I've never even heard of that.
Who's
that? A declamation.
I love Shakespeare's sonnet.
I have to get back on the horse, but I memorized it so hardcore. I only remember the couplet at the end,
song,
and
right?
I can't really. Yeah, well, it's sort of sing song with the. Iambic
pentameter. It has to be true. That's so random.
Yeah.
I like toast.
It's false. Shakespeare only wrote 154 sonnets.
Oh,
so.
That's a trick.
Now that is the what we call the Stephen Manning special.
Yeah.
Some of the dialogue in Deadwood is in iambic pentameter.
Oh.
No. And do they like tell you, or do you feel it when you're listening to the conversation?
I well, I read it.
Wow.
That some of it was in iambic pentameter. And then the next time I watched the series, I'm like, yeah, yep, right there, right there, right there. And uses it a lot the way Shakespeare would do to foreshadow something going on that the audience isn't seeing.
That's cool.
Right?
That's cool.
Yeah. Such a good show.
If this be error upon me proved, I never writ nor no man ever loved. There you go. That's the bit at the
end. Fantastic performance.
Yep.
Since, author.
Since 1990. okay, let's go to one of the Burroughs family imponderables. And I don't think we've done this one yet, unless you all yell at me when I say it.
We love to yell at you.
We might just do that anyway.
Might just do that anyway. Favorite hot or spicy food? And I'm just going to let you know that I'm not a friend, or rather my gut is not a friend to spicy food. But I have recently become very addicted to these. They trying to hurt you on purpose. Ginger pops. There's one that's like Jamaican hot or whatever. And I could just drink it all day. I find it super refreshing.
Do
I don't know. I can get away with it.
You
it does
can't
not...
have like medium pad thai, but you can have this.
No, I cannot have medium pad
you
thai.
You can't do citric acid and yet you can do this?
No, seriously. And I love it. It tastes really good to
Where
me.
Do you find these?
Westbourne.
Okay.
Challenge accepted.
So what is your favorite hot or spicy food? Even if you don't like hot or spicy foods, there's probably one thing that you're like, oh, you know, every once in a while.
I had pad thai last night. It was spicy. And beautiful. I'm having it for breakfast tomorrow. I'm going to say that is the right
lunch
one.
And dinner.
Perfect.
There's so much. They give you so much.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm kind of like you. I'm not really into super spicy food. I like the spices in tacos.
Okay. All right. Dave, I know you're thinking really hard.
Well, I'm thinking really hard because there's lots of hot food that I like.
Like some red bird pepper or something like that.
No, there used to be a spice that my parents used to have in their pantry called Lanchi chili paste.
Mm.
Okay, I mean, it was a staple for the longest time, and then the company suddenly went belly up.
Of course.
Can you describe the color?
It's red.
Like red?
Very
red.
Okay,
awesome. That's a good color.
I still got two jars of it. Okay, now, this is something I should ask you, chemist. Should you put soy sauce in the fridge?
No. I always do.
I do.
I don't.
Yeah, I always do.
I think it after says I open it. Refrigerate after opening.
And I'm sure that yours is on the shelf and we're morons. Yeah, that's
what I thought. No. I mean, every Chinese person I know, it's just on the shelf because
room
of the salt content is so high.
Yes. That's what I was told.
It doesn't mold.
It doesn't mold.
Aaron and Dan, we haven't heard from you yet. Anything?
I don't really.
Not even a good Italian sausage?
Like. Yeah, good hot Italian sausage. I like a good pepperoncini.
There
we go.
But only if they're fresh. I don't like the ones that are like
leftover
5 years old or leathery. But I don't mind hot food. I don't usually like go for it though.
Okay.
What about you?
I have a broadly European background, so surprise, surprise, the Scottish and Polish foods I grew up on are
pretty bland.
Even like a kielbasa, like Polish sausage, it isn't. It's got flavor. It's got garlic, but it's not hot.
It's not
hot.
Yeah.
So I've evolved a little bit. I do like my Thai food as well.
Yes.
I do like Indian food.
There we go. We covered a lot of ground here, and not surprisingly. Finish on a note of food like we always do.
Yes,
indeed. Always coming back to food.
I'm afraid that the time has come for us to say goodbye. Danielle.
Adios.
Aaron.
Bye.
Dan.
Bye.
Dave.
See ya.
And Beth.
Auf Wiedersehen.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.